So great to be learning together. Share Oraz, Svarik Teshuvah of the week. And here's a very, very nice Teshuvah from Rav Avadya Yosef about Chanukah. I'll both start getting into the Chanukah spirit and mindset. And very interesting question. So we know that Al HaNisim is important to say, but it's not essential to say. And if you skip Al HaNisim, you have still fulfilled your mitzvah of saying the Amidah, the Shemona Esrei. And you would be Yotzei. So listen to the following dilemma. So it's you're praying on Chanukah, or Purim, for that matter, and you've gotten to Al HaNisim. At that point, the Shliach Tzibur has already started the Chazarah, and you realize you have a choice. Either you're going to say the Al HaNisim, or you'll be able to say the Kedushah. So if you're going to say the Al HaNisim now, you're not going to finish the Amidah, and you are not going to be able to say Kedushah together with the Tzibur. All right, so is it more important to say the Kedushah or Al HaNisim? So here's very, very interesting. So Rav Avadya begins the Tshuva. This is Yechavadad Chelek Av Siman Ayin Zayin. Does a really, really great job here. He quotes Rashi, that he applies the rule of Osek B'mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. If you're busy with one mitzvah, you're excused from a second mitzvah. And Rashi says, even if you're dealing with something that is mitzvah kala, it's not such a, let's call it not the most important mitzvah, not the most essential mitzvah, anisim could you call that, that you're not allowed to push it aside even for mitzvah chamura hatida lavo. Even for a more serious mitzvah, because Yisha is more important than al anisim, still you cannot push aside al anisim in order to do the Al HaNisim you're doing now in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Kedushah later, even though the Kedushah is Chamura as opposed to Al HaNisim, which is Kala. Very, very interesting. So, okay, so there you go. You see continuing with Al HaNisim. Of course, b'diavad, if you skipped it, that's one thing. But if you deliberately skip it, he said, no, don't deliberately skip it. And then we have a very similar tshuva of a classic situation in the Radvaz, who was asked about a Jew who was in prison, and he's given by the head of the prison, the warden has given him one day off out of the year that he can go out of prison. Okay, so halakhically, which day should he choose? Someone said, okay, what's the day he should choose? It should be Purim. This way he's going to all those mitzvot. So what does Radvaz say? No, don't wait till Purim. You should go out immediately. Take advantage of the day immediately. This because you have the Tfilav Tzibur that you'll be able to fulfill on that day, on that very first day. Fulfill it right away. Because you have a rule of Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvot. You do not pass over mitzvot. Very, very important ruling from the Radvaz. So that's it. You say Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvah. You have a mitzvah now to say Al HaNisim. You don't pass it over because of Kiddushah. So whether it's Osek Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah or Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvah, that's it. You're going to be saying the Al HaNisim, even though it's not as important as Kiddushah. Now, it's one thing if you have two mitzvot on the same level, Rav Avadya says, but maybe the Kiddushah should outweigh the Al HaNisim despite these two rules. And that is because Al HaNisim is clearly all midrabanan, but the Rashbeit in the Tshuva writes, and so says the Ari, that the Kedushah, you're fulfilling mitzvah d'oraita, the mitzvah of, is in Parashat Emor, v'nikdashti betoch b'nei Yisrael. And the Ari says you should have a kavanah before Kedushah, you're fulfilling the mitzvah of v'nikdashti betoch b'nei Yisrael. So therefore, maybe you should leave aside the Midrabanan in order to do the Doraita. So that Rav Avadya says doesn't work. First of all, Kedushah is Midrabanan according to many Rishonim, the Ran, Tosfot, Rosh, Meiri, Rashba, Ritva, and Ramban. And so that's number one. Number two is that many Achronim say that even if you're Osek Mitzvah Drabanan, you're Partur Min Mitzvah Doraita. Even if you're involved with a Mitzvah Drabanan, you'd be excused from doing a mitzvah d'oraita. Now, Rav Avadya adds another level to this of seriousness that the Ritva notes that it's not just your patur min mitzvah if you're osek b'mitzvah, but it's also asur. You're not allowed, it's asur to leave what the mitzvah you're doing now in order to do another mitzvah. So it'd be not only that you don't have to skip al nisim, you should not skip al nisim. You are asur actually to skip al nisim. And Rav Avadya comes to this conclusion, say al nisim, and there's another reason for it. Because anyway, you'll be able to say kedusha. Because when the Chazan gets, the Shliach Tzibur gets the Kedusha, and you're still in the Amidah, you'll be able to say Kedusha. You just stop your Amidah, you listen quietly, you don't say anything, but you're Yotzei with the rule, the famous rule of Shomea Keoneh. You are Yotzei with the famous rule of Shomea Keoneh. Right? Very interesting. So the same thing here. You have same dilemma. We're going to apply to someone on Rosh Chodesh night. Yalev Yavo, that Yalev Yavo, if he skips Yalev Yavo, he's still Yotzei the Arvit. So let's say you have a dilemma. Well, I could say Yalev Yavo, but if I'm going to say Yalev Yavo, I'm not going to be able to answer Kaddish after the Amidah, because the Chazan is ahead of me. So the same thing here. No, say Yalev Yavo, and don't worry about missing the Kaddish. Not many other examples for this as well. But that's the bottom line. What you're involved with now, don't skip for later. So we learned a lot of important principles here also. Wishing everybody a very great week with many, much bracha and much briyut.